Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The late night lip service for lovers, loners, and lounge lizards.
Yeah, well, where exactly is your accent from?
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Oh, I've forgotten your name already, excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
Oh, 0344 499 1000. Good evening, Nick. Hello, Nick.
Oh, Ian, you all right?
I'm all right. You sound surprised to speak to me, Nick. Almost as if you didn't know that you've just phoned our show.
I'll just do the last bit of Minder.
Oh, we go. I apologise for that. What you got for us, Nick?
Yeah. Good. Just a quick update with Laura and Hardy. I mentioned them last time. They was in October, but that was a British film festival.
Oh, the movie. Yes, yeah. It's coming out in January.
General release January, yeah. Because people, So let's get in that in straight.
I've got a friend who's seen it, and I'm hoping that me and Kath, we're on the list. To, if there are any more screenings before Christmas, me and Kath are going.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. A few of us going to go, yeah.
It'll be a good old laugh. That's what we need.
Yeah, cool. What was you saying? You was trying to find a chip machine earlier.
Sorry?
Is it a chip machine?
I beg your pardon?
He was bowling around London in the park, so it looks something.
Oh, looking for it? No, we were geocaching. Geocaching.
Yeah, what's that?
Mate, it's brilliant, right? You download an app on your phone for free, and then you turn it on, and it finds all these people hide these little tubs and tins and pots all around the country, thousands of them, right? And the map on your app tells you where to go, and you go, and they're sort of hidden, and there are a few clues, and then you find it, and you open it up, and there's a bit of paper in there, and you write your name on it to prove that you've been there, and then you go and find another one, and that's it. It's great fun.
Oh, it's like that other one they had, like that, the make-believe ones. Is it an advanced one of that?
Like, the make-believe ones?
Yeah, you know, what was it called? I don't know. I don't do that. They find all the little monsters or something.
Monsters in my pocket?
Yeah, on your phone, yeah.
Monsters in my pocket on my phone. Okay, I don't know that one.
Yeah, no, you see them all walking around like cemeteries and different places trying to find these things.
Zombies?
What are they called?
Zombies?
Yeah, like all different characters or something, you know, cartoony things or something.
Oh, like cosplay?
I don't know what it's called. Kids do it, or all sorts of people do it. They
drugs. Go
around in groups doing it, looking for these
drugs.
Things. No, talking about drugs.
Yeah? You got any? Huh?
No.
Good lad.
But I have been through that, and the advice that you give these people is pretty good, really, because once you start on something, you know, it can lead to something else. I mean, I don't even take... I just use my asthma inhaler now. I don't take any antidepressants, but, yeah, I've been through that. I think it takes a long time, but, yeah, good.
Well, but here's the thing. Some people can, a lot of people, can take drugs, recreational drugs, successfully. I know most of my friends could, you know, smoke half a joint, then put the rest of their teeth back in a little baggie and put it in the back of the cupboard and forget it for a month. I had friends that could do a couple of lines of cocaine and go, well, that's enough. That's enough for this weekend. We'll put that and we'll use that on your birthday in 6 weeks' time. I've got loads of friends that can do that. Again, I'm not condoning it. I'm not saying that's what, you know, people should go and do. I'm just being realistic. That is how a lot of people use drugs. Then there are a percentage of people like me who, if I put a drug in my body, I have an allergic reaction to it, which means I can't stop putting drugs in my body. One is too many and 1,000 is never enough. Get this.
Yeah,
imagine someone having a glass of wine. Why would you have a glass of wine? Well, there's a bottle. You'll have a bottle of wine and then you'll go to the offie and you'll buy five more.
It's because you're an addict, mate.
Exactly. Exactly.
Mm. I had a twist when I went through that system once, rehab, did it only once.
Yeah.
And my sort of diagnosis, if you like, when I come out, I was like, towards the end, they said that I've got what you call cross addiction. Have you heard of that?
Cross addiction, yeah, go on. What does it mean to you?
Well, mine was sort of four things. It was drink, drugs, women, and gambling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're powerful, powerful stuff, man.
If one didn't get me, another one would. So I'm not saying, you know, you only live your own life, but yeah, it takes forever, man, to get yourself.
It does.
Straight.
Well, how did you? Because those are powerful things. How did you get yourself proper straight then? Or have you?
I stopped for a few years and I've sort of slowed down.
Yeah.
But I probably gambling trouble with out of them all still. I used to work in a bookies, which didn't help.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Mate, were you spending all your wages in there? Yeah, it's a tough one, mate.
So no more violin. But yeah, it's a good show.
Have more violin, Nick. You deserve the violin. You've worked hard for that violin, brother. You've been through the wars.
No, I do some art, don't I? And I knocked up two pictures today.
Oh yeah,
and one of them is like.
Did you draw a picture of me and Kath once?
No.
Someone, do you remember someone did?
I don't do real things. It's all abstract.
That was the guy that saw the puma.
Oh right, yeah, he saw the puma. Okay. Oh, so what did you draw today then, Nick?
I did like I do abstract. I did like a stairs, sort of like a symmetrical one.
Yeah.
And I did this white whale.
Oh.
Anything goes, isn't it, Ian? As you know.
Anything goes, brother. Whatever you get, art. Yeah. Turn your pain into art.
Yeah, it's good fun. It's good fun.
Nice
it's
one.
It's quite
Nick.
Cheap.
All right, brother. Nice talk to you, man. No, always anytime, fella. Nice talk to you. Thank you very much indeed. Nice guy. 03444991000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Be very, very welcome. I should have asked him. He's an artist. We're looking for four pictures that sum up this show that we can send to the advertising powers that be and get an advert in the newspapers and really, really take this show to the next level. I reckon we could take this up to 25, 30 listeners. 03, Nick goes, the switchboard is empty. 03444991000 is the telephone number. I should say, loads of you listening on the app and online, don't forget we're on DAB as well, and they have recently turned on some brand new DAB transmitters. And what that means is, if you couldn't get us on DAB before, there's a really strong chance that you might get us this time. So turn on your DAB radios, go into a deep tune, like a really deep, really deep tune. Don't, because you can do like a casual tune, and then I don't even know. I keep saying a deep tune. I don't even know if that's what it's called.
I think it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
I've been getting it right.
So sometimes, right, you can just hit your button just casually.
Casual
tune. Like just casual.
That is definitely not called a casual tune.
You need to press and hold. Is what we're talking about.
Is that how you do it?
Yeah.
Well, I've been all these weeks. I've been struggling to say it, and you knew it.
Some will operate in a different fashion.
Trying to get me to look dumb. You sucker. That's how you do it. That's how you say it. You sucker.
Yeah, but except I don't say sucker.
You sucker. Can I play you a really funny song that I heard today? There is not... I found the perfect comedy series. Tim and Eric's Awesome Show, Season 4. Season 4 is the one where it really comes to shape. And it's a one where I think I can show the boys. The boys have seen bits of their stuff. But then some of it is filthy. So far in Season 4, the filth is not so much, and also it's very, very high-frequency filth, so kids won't get it. But there's a brilliant song where it's Sylvester Stallone's brother singing to his daughter, and it's called Daddy Daughter Sing-Off 98, Molly and Frank Stallone. Listen to this song. This is a great song. It's called A Father's Gift. Now, hush, my daughter, I've got something to say to you. Doesn't he look like his brother? And it might not be the words you want to hear. Your mother and I are running out of space for all our stuff.
dancing room.
We're turning your bedroom back into the computer room. And it makes good sense. It's the only way you can sleep out on the couch till you find a place. Or maybe you can live at my sister's house. She always liked you better anyway. We're turning your bedroom back into the computer room.
To a kid who's about seven.
He looks gutted.
Whatever you think you need to do, pack your bags and a travel shampoo. Honestly, Tim and Eric season four, it is delicious. It is delicious. There's an advert in it for... for businessmen who don't get time to travel, don't get time to shower because they're travelling. It's an attachment that you put on, you attach to a urinal in a public toilet and you strip off and then you press the flush and the water that comes out, you have a quick shower in that. It's so funny, man. Watching that, that's why I was late coming in tonight because I was watching that and they're only 13 minutes long and I kept going, oh, I'll do another one. Oh, I'll do it. It's Tim and Eric season four, excellent stuff. 03-444-991000. Empty switchboard, dear listener. Don't worry, we've got plenty of stuff for you. This is the Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle on Talk Radio.
Closing time conversation for tax inspectors, taxi drivers and taxidermists. Great big talk for the wee small hours.
You've been trolling me big time, mate.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
The mystery noise, 0344-499-1000. You're listening to BBC Kent. Once again, here is the mystery noise. If you can guess what it is, give us a call and go through to our Hall of Fame.
What do you think you're gonna do?
Here we go. Guests we've had so far are a cat masturbating, a dog being strangled, and someone playing with their balls. Some of those are closer than you think. 03-444-999-1000. But first, here's Candy by Robbie Williams. I can do it.
Do you remember when we used to have to play that?
Candy, jeez. Oh, terrible. One of the worst songs.
Next time Ian introduces a song, could you get him to like make out he enjoys it?
Hang on, what?
Didn't you get told off for doing that WM saying something was poo? Yeah, you didn't like the Taylor Swift one, but you grew to love it.
Yeah, WM. Yeah, both my bosses at WM were great people. I really look forward to working for them. Good evening, Star.
Hello.
Hello, Star.
I'm just ringing up for a update of Velvet.
Oh, yeah, Velvet, my cat. I got home last night. There was blood everywhere. It was a bloodbath. It wasn't a bloodbath. There were two pools of blood, one the size of a 20 pence piece and one the size of a 50 pence piece at the foot of the stairs. Fresh, wet blood. It wasn't just like a little spot. It was bloody.
Yeah.
And then I had a little look upstairs and there was little specks of blood, circles of blood in every single room. I could see where she'd been. She'd been sat by the sink in the bathroom. She'd been in my boys' room. She hadn't been upstairs into the loft room. But anyway, so there was blood. So I'm thinking she's very old. She's nearly 20. And I was thinking, she's got cancer, she's got a tumour, they're going to, oh, yeah, God, and all of this. And I took her to the vets today. I phoned up the vets, right, because she's not registered at this vet. And I said, I'd like to register my cat and bring her in, please, right? And so the woman said, okay, a few questions. What's your cat's name? I said, Velvet Lee. I like putting the surname. And she said, right, do you know roughly when your cat was born? I said, yeah, March 1999. And she went, Jesus, she's old. she said, she's nearly 20. I went, yeah, but Jesus, she's old. So I took her into the vets tonight. He touched her up. My cat was not in a good mood with me, but he had a little look and he said, look, she's old. She's fine. She's got stiff legs. I can't feel anything. Doesn't
we
feel...
knew about the stiff legs because she walks like Tina Turner.
Yeah, and he said what it is probably is the stiff legs means that when she goes to the toilet, she can't really crouch properly, so she might not be emptying her bladder enough. So she might then every now and then kind of crouch a bit and try and push a bit harder, and she might be squeezing out a little bit of blood.
Right.
And he said it's more than likely fine. Keep an eye on it because it happened about a month ago, but there was a tiny bit. He said, keep an eye on it. If it suddenly gets worse, bring her back in. But I don't think it will do. Here's some medicine in case you see her do it. And this will just help. He said she's an old lady. And, you know, if this is all she's got going wrong with her, then she's doing really, really well.
Yeah,
and
he said,
does she still go out? I said, oh, she loves going out. He said, oh, because older cats tend not to go out.
She loves it. Mm.
I said, she's out all the flipping time, apart from when she's asleep. He said, well, just be prepared that there might come a time when she doesn't want to go out, particularly if the weather changes and da-da-da. But she is fine, Star. And I had to tell my youngest son, wants her to die so I can buy a kitten. And I told my youngest today, and he was laughing because he gets the joke. But yeah, it's the best news. I was really, really worried. So thank you for asking.
Smashing. You're welcome. I'm absolutely pleased that she's fine and there's nothing too wrong.
Thank you, mate. That's very kind
news.
Of you. Thank you, Star. Thank you. No, I was very worried last night. Very worried. Thank you for that. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number, the late night alternative. If you want to give us a call, you can give us a call about anything you want. If you're waiting for the question for the pet, well, we have asked a question tonight and no one's given us an answer to the question. The question is, can you help us do our job, which is actually helping someone else do their job? We need to come up with four images that best describe this show. Oh, it's my phone. Oh, it's my phone alarm. Oh, phone alarm. Do you know what this phone alarm means? Set that alarm to remind me of something.
Go on.
It's time, dear listener, for Kath's Christmas present.
Yay!
No, what?
I've got you a Christmas present.
What for? It's not Christmas.
Well, I'm a good guy. So this is your Christmas present. There it is.
Oh.
There you go. That is your Christmas present. Enjoy. This is great.
I've bought you a gift subscription from magazinesdirect.com. Your subscription to this magazine will be delivered direct to your door so you never miss an issue.
Magazine subscription, the gift that keeps on giving for 6 months.
Do I read the rest?
Read it all.
This looks like the biggest load of bollocks I've ever seen in my life, and I can't wait for you to bring it into work for us to read. Yours sincerely, Ian.
Can you see what the magazine is?
Chat, it's fate.
Now, someone tweeted this magazine. I think maybe Maz tweeted this magazine earlier on, and I've been fascinated by it all day. It's the website describes it as like a psychic magazine for busy women. Something like that.
Not busy
go,
enough.
Go to their website and look at it. It looks amazing. It's a magazine. You know the bullshine stories that we find in the newspaper?
Yeah.
They're all in one place. They're all in Chat It's Fate.
Chat It's Fate magazine. Chat It's Fate is the leading psychic magazine everyone trusts. That's a sweeping generalisation. No other publication has the content and variety of our paranormal true life stories, which make our readers gasp in awe. But believe us, every word is true. This isn't a Christmas present for us, for me. It's a Christmas present for the listener.
It's a Christmas present for me. But it's great. So
oh, wow.
Is,
look at this one, right? It's front cover.
But hang on. It's like, before you describe that, it is like... You know those magazines? My boyfriend was married to three other women. My dog ate its own testicles but still had babies. It's like that, but each story's got a psychic twist. Go on, read the cover. This is so
okay,
cool.
Okay, so this is the cover of December 2018. Right. Chat, it's fate. The best psychic advice. I see angels down the veg aisle! !
Loving it.
The afterlife made sure
this is gonna be gold.
This one, the afterlife made sure that I'm never lonely. The big one, though, across the middle of the page, stalked by a shapeshifter who hates me.
Come here. Merry Christmas, love.
Thanks very much.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Is that all I'm getting?
Yeah, of course it is. I think it was Maz who tweeted that earlier on in reference to a tweet I'd done, and I thought it was a mocked up magazine. And so I googled it, and all day I just keep going back to the website, going, "Oh, I really want to subscribe, but I can't subscribe." So
I get it. We made a stranger our son, then he saved us. Learn to heal yourself for Christmas. Her past became my future.
What does that even
I don't
mean?
No.
What does that even
Harness
mean?
Harness the magic of Christmas baubles. Well, I don't think you should be doing that.
As my kids call them, ball balls.
Ball balls.
Ball balls.
Well, thanks.
Doesn't it look good? It looks brilliant. I think you get your first one next week. So
can't wait.
Not can I.
Can I open it early?
Of course you can. You 6 months of that you've got, my love. Enjoy. Enjoy. 6 months of material. Well, you ain't got to do any work anymore.
Chat It's Fate.
If anyone's ever read this Chat It's Fate magazine, can you please give us a call? I tweeted them earlier, but they didn't reply. It just looks like the best thing ever. 0344 499 1000. Let's go to Jeffrey. Good evening, Jeffrey.
Oh, hello.
Hello, Jeffrey. What you got for us?
It's about the mystery noise, primarily.
Okay. Do you want to hear it again?
Well, okay, yes.
Here we go. This is it. What is this mystery noise? Okay, what do you think that noise is?
I think it's Christo Fufas cleaning his dog when it's
come back. Well, let's... Just say it one more time. What do you think it is?
Christo Fufas cleaning his dog.
Let's find out.
I wipe my dog's bums. I wipe my dog's bums. All right, I wipe my dog's bums.
You're absolutely right, Jeffrey. Well done.
I knew that was the answer.
I can't breathe. Anything else, Jeffrey?
Oh, God. Can we do reality or is there not time?
There's plenty of time. There's plenty of time, brother.
Oh, man. Actually, I'm losing the plot.
Okay. Well, what's happened?
A few little bits and bobs.
Can I just say, I'm going to laugh.
Yeah, go on.
Right,
go on.
No, but I'm not laughing at you. I'm still laughing at your brilliant opening gambit of answering the question.
And I like the way you say Christo Fufas.
I know, so do I. And I'm now laughing as well because it's also got quite uncomfortable with that sudden gear change. But I like it, and I can't wait to hear it. But I'm in a giggly mood now.
Okay.
So when you tell me your life has fallen apart, I'm going to laugh. I know it is. I'm still laughing. But I'm not right.
Also, he's a horrible human being.
I find it amusing.
No,
also.
Don't. All right, focus, Jeffrey. What? Tell us seriously, brother. What is going on?
I don't know. Actually, things just seem to have come to a little bit of a crunch lately, and I seem to be doing things out of my character. And
okay.
The only thing I can see really massively different is that I had to go for the disability assessment thing. Do you know? I had to do that recently.
How did that go?
Yeah, I think that kind of blew me away a little bit.
In what way? Humiliating? Degrading?
Degrading.
Right, yeah. I get that. I've sat in one of those sessions with my mum, and I totally get that.
Yeah, and it kind of made it worse. It made it easier because I otherwise don't know if I would have got there, but I took my son with me, who's 17, and he's pretty, he's got a pretty good head on his shoulders, if you know what I mean. Yeah. But still, I don't know how it affected him, to be honest, but... It didn't feel good to me to talk that way in front of him and admit all my weaknesses. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Have you asked him how it affected him?
I haven't. I've spoken to him a couple of times since, but I haven't mentioned that. No.
Isn't it interesting? Well, isn't it interesting that you're saying to me, a stranger, I don't know how it's affected my son, when you could ask him? And I know that's difficult, and I know that must be difficult. I'm not saying it's easy and you're dumb for not doing it, but I'm just wondering why you hadn't.
It's occurred to me, yeah. I'm a little bit afraid to do so, I suppose.
Why? What are you afraid of?
Okay.
Well, is there something you're... Are you afraid he's going to laugh at you? Afraid he's going to hate you, resent you, be afraid that he's upset? What are you afraid of?
No. Okay, you got me. I don't know.
And I'm not trying to catch you out. Maybe there is genuinely a reason. I can't see one, but I'm not in your situation. Maybe there is. It will be a tough conversation for a dad and his 17-year-old son to have, but it might be really healthy for both. It feels to me, Geoffrey, and correct me if I'm wrong, that you're kind of fretting about something about your son and how he might have reacted to that, when your son might be really, really cool with it. Your son might be really, really, I don't know, he might be really upset, he might be okay, or he might be really, really proud of you. And until you ask him, you're making this thing that may be nothing to him into something big. Does that make sense? Or am I gone too far up my own ass?
That makes sense, yeah. I'll give that a go. I'll talk to him. You're right, I'll talk to him. Because it didn't feel right to me. The whole thing felt wrong-footed. Do you know, just putting him in that situation. But I needed someone to go with me, and there was no one else to go with me.
Yeah. I bet he was proud to do it, wasn't he?
I don't know, man. I don't know. He was all right with it, you know. He's pretty cool. But I don't know.
Here's the thing. If you've brought him up as well as I think you have...
Thank you.
Well, you might be a terrible dad. I just don't know. But I get the vibe from you, Geoffrey.
They're good people.
Yeah, I get the... Exactly. If you've brought him up the way I think you have... I think he'd have been upset that his dad is in that situation.
Yeah.
But that he would have been more than happy and proud to have been able to help.
Okay.
That's what I think. You sound like a good man, and I bet you've got good kids, and I bet you've done right by them.
I'm half a good man, but my kids are very good kids, man.
There you go, then. That's perfect. That's perfect. Have a chat with him.
All right, yeah. Cheers. And, all right, and if I may just draw it back to Christoph Wolfass feeding the bum.
Yes, you may just do it there and...
Yeah.
Geoffrey, good luck with that. If you feel like letting us know how it goes, do, and if it's too private, then don't. But I wish you the best of luck. I think you'll be surprised.
All right, thanks, bud.
Cheers, fella. Take care. Bye-bye. 0344-499-1000 is the phone number. He's a good man.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, you! Are you mad for I'm a Celebrity? Are you crazy for critters? Can you not wait for the next Bush Tucker trial? Then you need to listen to Jungle VIP, the daily podcast that gives you all the goss straight from the jungle floor. I'm Jamie East, and every day I'll be bringing you reaction from the latest episode of I'm a Celebrity. I'll be talking to campmates from past series, hearing directly from the outback, and setting stars my very own Bush Tucker trials. It'll be free to listen to every single morning. All you got to do is search for Jungle VIP on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favourite podcast app. And make sure you subscribe to never miss an episode. Jungle VIP. Better than eating a kangaroo's...
Neon-lit night talk for torch singers, trolley dollies, and train wrecks like me.
Never know just where the conversation will take you.
What I'm going to say sounds ridiculous.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
03444991000. Paul Ross is on at 1 o'clock. Good evening, Nigel.
Well, good evening, Ian. How are you?
Oh, Nigel's calling us from the 1920s.
Oh.
Hello? Hello, we can hardly hear you.
Hello?
There we go.
Oh, I moved it. Perhaps it's the wiring. The connection.
No, it's kind of like right there.
Are you talking to us down a microphone or something?
No, it's the same phone. It's a landline. Is that better?
Nope.
Oh, is that better? I'll
yes.
change ears.
That's it. It's your yeah. ears that do it.
My brother listens to the show more now. He's in Norwich.
Is that the one that doesn't talk to you?
Yeah,
oh.
yeah. I'd like to ring him up and see how his family's children have been taken away in care. Did I tell you? I don't think...
Your brother's children have been taken
no,
away?
No, my brother's daughter's children have been taken into care. But I had to ring up to find whether they've gotten back on it. They haven't gotten back yet.
Okay. But your brother... So your brother, who you don't talk to, listens to this show?
Yes, and he enjoys it. Yeah.
Wow.
But he doesn't come and see me. But we speak on the phone.
I would die. Yeah. I would simply die if your brother decided to call us up one night. Nigel's brother, if you're
yeah.
listening...
Oh, of course, yeah. No,
you'd
well,
be
he might,
very,
he
very
might,
welcome to give us a call one night.
Do you know, I put my decorations up a couple of days ago for something to... Well, I wanted to cheer myself up, so I put them up the same way as Mum did.
Really?
It
Already?
Was really nice.
Isn't that going to... That might be pleasurable for a few days, but won't that... By week three, the 5th of December, won't you be feeling miserable?
No, I've even got... I just bought Christmas paper to do myself some presents up I bought for myself, and so I'm going to have a good Christmas. But luckily, my girlfriend, Sadie, I talked about before, you know, Sadie.
Okay.
She stayed the night last Friday till 3 a.m, well, almost the night till 3 a.m, and that was okay. She just for company, so she was keeping me company, you know.
There you go. Well, that's nice. She sounds like a very nice lady.
Yeah, we just sat in the bedroom watching the Titanic on my TV.
romantic evening.
Yeah, because she likes romantic films. Then she gave me a massage with talcum powder on my back and chest, which was nice. So, Sadie, if you're listening, give us a call. so I'm well in there. She wants to move in for good, but I'm not ready for that yet, Ian. Ian?
Yeah, I'm not ready for
her to move in.
Well, then you listen to your heart.
I think it's too soon after Mum's died.
So
I need,
much
I need,
information to take on board here.
Yeah, well, I need my own space at the moment to get on and sort my bills out and things, but...
To drum, to pound. You want to pound, be able to pound away whenever and wherever you want. If the mood takes you, and I know this because I live on my own now, and if I want to pound away, I'll pound away. I don't want anyone... What are you doing?
I don't mind being on my own.
I don't want to pound away. We should pound away together.
I like my own company most of the time, anyway.
Did you pound away today?
No.
Hey.
Not yet.
Okay.
Only in the pound shop.
Okay. What? Are you looking forward to Christmas? Because I'm going to be honest, Nigel, I'm dreading it. I'm dreading Christmas.
Even though you've got children?
I'm not seeing them on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve.
By the way, that letter, the King's letter, without the actual medal, it's not worth so much. But it might be somewhere in the house. But the letter is still worth a few thousand, she said, but not 100,000
okay,
or 50,000.
Well, just make sure that Sadie doesn't get her hands on that
letter.
Well,
no, she's not interested in it at the moment.
Okay. Just be careful, because you're a... Listen, be careful, because you're
now... friends. She wouldn't do that to me.
But you are a lonely young man... And there are people out there that will take advantage of you.
She's the only one I can trust at the moment because she stays and everything.
And massages you on the back and the chest with talcum powder.
Yeah, but we're almost married, to be honest. I've known her about 7 years.
No, you're not. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, but I mean,
Do you sing to her?
Pardon?
Do you sing to her?
She was interested in my drumming because she was looking all around my kit. She likes music, drums.
She was checking
stuff.
Your kit out.
Showing me drums.
Yeah, was she impressed with your snare?
Yeah, sure.
Like your hi-hat?
Yeah, no, she doesn't know that much about drums.
Does she like your toms?
And she said she didn't think they were worth very much, but...
hang on.
Why is she...
pricing them up?
Why is she valuing your drum kit?
She's seen bigger drum kits.
I bet she has.
I was going to say...
Why does she want to move in?
Because she's homeless. That's right.
She's a homeless lady.
Well, no, yeah, she's homeless more or less, and she would like to live with me anyway because we get on well.
What do you mean
together.
She's homeless more? Does she like live on the street or something?
No, a tent, I think, a tent. But she's got friends that she does stay with, you know, proper houses she stays at.
She lives in a tent?
Most of the time, yeah.
How do you know her?
I've known her for years and years. Anyway, it doesn't matter. We just see.
I'm not going to give you any advice because you won't listen to it and you'll ignore it. So I'm going to keep quiet.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm happy just seeing her once or twice a week, but just as a friend.
That's probably for the best. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I like my own space, like you said before.
Exactly.
I can go out and the house is safe, you know, safely locked up. So.
I want a talcum powder massage on my chest and my back.
Well,
now, Sam.
Yeah.
That wouldn't glide, would it? Wouldn't.
You want me to do it for you? Rub it in. I'll change gears again.
Okay.
Isn't that like a dry massage? That's the driest of massages.
That would create friction.
She said, have you got any lotion? But I didn't have any.
Talcum powder would create friction, wouldn't it? It's also cancerous.
Yeah, it's a bit smelly too. You can't get rid of it.
Isn't it a bit like when gymnasts chalk up?
It's for grip.
Yeah.
But she used to be a professional massage girl anyway, she said, years ago.
Oh.
So she knew what she was doing.
Did it work for you?
Yeah, it was good. It relaxed. She said I was all tense because of Mum, you see.
Well, she knows about tense, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. The reason I can't really sing much is because it's late and the neighbours don't like you making a noise late at night, you see. It's difficult. I have to be quiet. But
of course you
do. 10 to 1.
But Christmas time, I make an exception. And
Christmas time, we're just going to go gung-ho.
Yeah. New Year's Eve as well. Are you on New Year's Eve?
Yes, we are. Me and Kath are on New Year's Eve. We're doing the New Year's Eve party for people who don't like New Year's Eve parties.
Or people that are on their own as well.
Yeah. Everybody, people are on their own. People who just don't like New Year's Eve. We're going to come in. We're going to do a show. We're going to go through the logbooks. If we ever get the second logbook back from Isabel in America.
Never going to happen.
Never going to happen. We're going to take phone calls. We'll chat and talk a load of rubbish for 3, maybe 4 hours. Yeah. I don't know how long the show is that night.
Any guest stars on at all?
We got Miley Cyrus.
No guest stars. Only me.
Well, you're welcome to phone up.
I'll try and get Sadie to talk to you when she's here at the same time.
I would love to talk to Sadie and your brother.
I'm hoping to have her here New Year's Eve so I can see the New Year in with her and a drink.
Well, that would be very, very nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, so I'm hoping to get her here Christmas. I know she's got nothing else on, so she'd be here. As long as I keep her entertained.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Nigel, it's nice to talk to you, man.
You don't want a song now, do you?
Yeah.
Quiet one?
Yeah, go on then.
What would you like? A nice sort of quiet one.
Yeah.
What about Smile, that one?
No.
No.
How about...
When I Fall in Love?
No. Do you know Mistletoe and Wine?
Not all the words, no.
Well, do as much as you can and make up the rest.
No, I can't. I don't know that. I can. Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire.
Millennium Prayer?
No, I don't know that one.
Do you know any Cliff?
I've got his album with all those songs, but I've got to dig it out. I don't know where it is at the moment. You want me to do it for you, rub it in?
No, thanks.
He's done that again. He's done that to me. You want me to do it for you, rub it in? You're going to play that all the week now?
Yeah.
You want me to do it for you, rub it in?
What? Dirty Perfect.
I had a reply from Noah Cyrus on private.
You do?
Yeah,
she
wants me to look at her new album.
Of course she does. Nigel, listen, we're going to have to go because I want to get Jamie on and then we're going to speak to Paul Ross. Maybe do a song tomorrow. Tutty bye. Let's go to Jamie. Good evening, Jamie. Come in, Paul. We'll come to you in a second. Good evening, Jamie.
Hiya.
Hello, Jamie. What have you got for us?
Sorry, a bit nervous. So I might stutter a little bit.
You should be nervous because everything depends on
Chase, by the way.
The Chase, that was fun. I enjoyed that. Yeah, I enjoyed
that. You're a legend.
I did well, didn't I? I've destroyed everybody. Apart from the chaser.
Yeah, you did well.
Thank you.
Smarter than you look.
Sorry?
Smarter than you look.
Smarter than I look. No, listen, I know I look dumb.
No, I'm
got,
joking. No,
I got
you're
a brain.
An absolute legend.
Thank you, Jamie. Anything else you want to say?
I've listened to you for a while now, but I ain't got the balls to call.
Well, here's newsflash. You just called in.
I know, yeah, well. I've had a couple of beers, so I thought I'd grab the balls to call.
Well, if you let go of your balls, relax, and I'm going to cut you off because Paul Ross is in.
Oh, really?
But we enjoyed your call, Jamie. Do it a little bit earlier next time, if you don't mind.
All right.
Lovely balls, Jamie. Lovely balls.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.